Jivasya tattva jigyasa.
Jivasya tattva jigyasa.
Nakto yascheha karmabhi.
Nakto yascheha karmabhi.
Kamasya nendriya pritir.
Kamasya nendriya pritir.
Labho jiveta javata.
Labho jiveta javata.
Jivasya tattva jigyasa.
Jivasya tattva jigyasa.
Nato jascheha karmabhih.
Nato jascheha karmabhih.
Kamasya nendriya pritir.
Kamasya nendriya pritir.
Labho jiveta javata.
Labho jiveta javata.
Jivasya tattva jigyasa.
Jivasya tattva jigyasa.
Narto jascheha karmabhih.
Narto jascheha karmabhih.
Yes, please.
Kamasya nendriya pritir.
Kamasya nendriya pritir.
Labho jiveta javata.
Labho jiveta javata.
Jivasya tattva jigyasa.
Jivasya tattva jigyasa.
Nartho jascheha karmabhih.
Nartho jascheha karmabhih.
Kamasya nendriya priti.
Kamasya nendriya priti.
Labho jiveta javata.
Labho jiveta javata.
Jivasya tattva jigyasa.
Jivasya tattva jigyasa.
Nartho jascheha karmabhih.
Nartho jascheha karmabhih.
Kamasya nendriya priti.
Kamasya nendriya priti.
Labho jiveta javata.
Labho jiveta javata.
Jivasya tattva jigyasa.
Jivasya tattva jigyasa.
Nato yascheha karmabhih.
Nato yascheha karmabhih.
Yes, Mataji's, please.
Satisfaction.
Labaha.
Gain.
Jivita.
Self-preservation.
Yavata.
So much so.
Jivasya.
Of the living being.
Tattva.
The absolute truth.
Jigyasa.
Inquiries.
Na.
Not.
Ataha.
End.
Yahachayha.
Whatever else.
Karmabihi.
By occupational activities.
Translation. Life desires should never be directed towards sense gratification. One should desire only a healthy life or self-preservation,
Since a human being is meant for inquiry about the absolute truth, nothing else should be the goal of one's works. Purport. The completely bewildered material civilization is wrongly directed towards the fulfillment of desires in sense gratification. In such civilization, in all spheres of life, the ultimate end is sense gratification. In politics, social service, altruism, philanthropy, and ultimately in religion or even in salvation, the very same tint of sense gratification is increasingly predominant. In the political field, the leaders of men fight with one another to fulfill their personal sense gratification. The voters adore the so-called leaders only when they promise sense gratification. As soon as the voters are dissatisfied in their own sense satisfaction, they dethrone the leaders. The leaders must always disappoint the voters by not satisfying their senses. The same is applicable in all other fields. No one is serious about the problems of life. Even those who are on the path of salvation desire to become one with the absolute truth and desire to commit spiritual suicide for sense gratification. But the Bhagavatam says that one should not live for sense gratification. One should satisfy the senses only in so much as required for self-preservation and not for sense gratification. Because the body is made of senses, which also require a certain amount of satisfaction, there are regulative directions for satisfaction of such senses. But the senses are not meant for unrestricted enjoyment. For example, marriage or the combination of a man with a woman is necessary for progeny, but it is not meant for sense enjoyment. In the absence of voluntary restraint, there is propaganda for family planning, but foolish men do not know that family planning is ultimately executed as soon as there is search after the absolute truth. Seekers of the absolute truth are never allured by unnecessary engagements and sense gratification, because the serious students seeking the absolute truth are always overwhelmed with the work of researching the truth. In every sphere of life, therefore, in every sphere of life, therefore, the ultimate end must be seeking after the absolute truth. And that sort of engagement will make one happy, because he will be less engaged in varieties of sense gratification. And what that absolute truth is explained as follows. And then Srila Prabhupada guides us to the next verse. And to many other verses, and to the whole Srimad Bhagavatam ultimately. So, please join me one more time. Kamasya nindya priti labho jivita javata jivasya tatva jigyasa Life's desires should never be directed towards sense gratification. One should desire only a healthy life or self-preservation, since a human being is meant for inquiry about the absolute truth. Nothing else should be the goal of one's works. Namo, please join me. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitya Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Bhajamine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Askritya Dhyadharine Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasavi Gaurabhadravinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for coming to this last class, this shared class by Bhaktivaibhava Maharaj and myself. He will speak at the conclusion, at the end. Obviously, I was thinking what could be an inspiring message from my side to give to you now where yet another summer camp has finally come to the end. We are informed that this is the 15th Vrishka Gauranga summer camp and the final camp here, last camp here, and but we saw yesterday that if Krishna is merciful, he will give us this nice place, which is very good and which allows us to be close to Novi Sad, so that we can give Ratha Yatra there and etc. to various other programs, and devotees can be the living. That who live there can come easily here. So so it's not the end and so on. But in some way it marks a certain period for us in Serbia. And in another way it is the beginning of another period. Something comes to the end, the night turns into day. See, the basic goal of Krishna consciousness is to purify the heart into the concept of I'm a servant of Krishna. My existence is meant to give pleasure to the Lord. That is the meditation of a devotee, that his activities should be activities that serve the interest of the Lord, not his own interest. Now, unfortunately, we are all very much, let me say, accustomed to look out for our own interest, our own satisfaction, our own pleasure. It is something which comes automatically in our mind when
we feel uncomfortable, we shift our sitting place. We don't need to think about it. When we feel hurt, we voice our discontent. We don't need to think about it. When we end the class, we ask, where's a good breakfast? We don't need to think about it. The instinctive impulse for sense gratification or satisfying our bodies and minds is just so natural to us. We don't need to think about it. But when we want to satisfy Krishna, we have to think about it. I will be honest with you. Today, I have to think about what I can do to satisfy Krishna. I have to think of how do I divide my busy days in a way that I can give maximum service today. I need to make a plan for this. For sense gratification, if I'm a big sense gratifier, I also make a plan. But we are small, small people. We do it naturally, eating, sleeping, whatever. It comes very natural to go into material life, and it needs a little bit discipline, a little bit enthusiasm, maybe taste for Krishna, to do something consciously for his pleasure, and do bhakti. How can we change this? How can we become enthusiastic servants of the Lord who are attracted to the concept that let me do something to please Krishna? This point I want to address this morning. So I hope something valuable comes out. I would like to quote a devotee whom we all appreciate very much in Serbia, His Holiness Kadamba Kanana Maharaj. He once gave, it was in the Bhakti retreat in Switzerland, a very thought-provoking example. He said, it's very difficult to change the course, the direction of one's life. But it can be done by the tongue. And he gave an example. An oil tanker. Now I must see that everyone understands this word. Oil tanker, do we all know what it is? What is the Serbian word for oil tanker?
Tanker.
Tanker. You know, these huge ships which can transport, I really don't know how many, but tons of oil, isn't it? You know, they are so big, maybe they're 20 times as long as this hall, such a tanker. When you want, when it drives through the ocean, it's very, very difficult that it changes its direction, because once it is going, it just can't go like and turn around on a dime like a little small boat. No, it's very, very difficult to change the direction. A huge operation has to start in the navigation house on top of the tanker. However, it is possible by a very small device. It's called the rudder. Rudder? In Serbskin? Rudder. Good. It is possible.
So in the same Cornelius. Comilo, the Comilo. Yes, I know this word. Comilo, by the Comilo, it is possible. The Comilo, it's this little thing, you're right, has to just be put in another direction, and at that moment, this huge, huge monster ship just turns around and takes on a different direction. What an interesting analogy. We can be compared with this oil tanker. We are on our course for that is, we are going for sense gratification since time immemorial. That means we can't go back, we can't find out when it started. We did this when we were in the body of little amoebias, little bacillus, you know, little as a tiger, as an elephant, as a chimpanzee, as a cow, as a, when we came to Krishna consciousness, you know, when we were born, the little baby is only thinking, where is the milk, where is the milk, where is the food, you know, and even in Krishna consciousness, we are very expert in seeing that our wishes are fulfilled in some way. Therefore, Prabhupada the Purport says, even those on the path of salvation still have this taste of sense gratification. However, my dear devotee, if you take this little rudder, this comilo, the tongue, and just give it a different program, then your whole life will change and you will come to Krishna consciousness. Srila Rupa Goswami expresses this point in a philosophical way in the Brahma Sanghita, where he says, Atha Sri Krishna Namadi Navavet Krayam Indriyaya. Now he says, therefore, Ataha Sri Krishna Namadi, Sri Krishna, his name, and Adi means etc., his pastimes, his form, his qualities, everything, cannot be grasped means captured or understood by the material senses. However, it is possible, sevan mukhe hi jiva do, jiva means the yesnik, no? The tongue. However, as Eva, svayam eva spuratyada. However, the Lord, who cannot be accessed, who is very difficult to approach, becomes manifested on his own, by his own will and his own shakti, on the tongue of someone who is inclined for seva. And Jiva Goswami explains this inclination for seva by saying he's inclined to take Krishna's name and chant Krishna's name. So this is a very nice message for all of us. How to change our life, how to change the course of our life, how to really make a difference in our life. It's not possible, but on our own. However, if you take the holy name, say one mukhi jivado, if you take the holy name on your tongue and eat prasadam with the same tongue. At that time, by the Lord's shakti, by his arrangement, your whole life begins to change. I was thinking like this a few days ago. Devotees were invited to come to the Exit Festival, and it has been our dream since this festival is there to address these wonderful young people who are very thoughtful now, who want to change the world. The young people of my generations were into mindless enjoyment, drugs and music and sense gratification. But the young people today, they are also into sense gratification, but not into drugs. They are aware that we must change the world. The global planet has wounds on it. We must cure the wounds. They are aware of changing, doing something good. At least a large portion of the young people, thoughtful people, and they feel attracted to such festivals. And that has been our desire to go there and do something. But we cannot get on this festival on our own. And just a little while ago, just 2 days, 3 days, I forgot, we were there, and our Kadamba Karana Maharaj and myself were interviewed. We cannot so easily go nowadays into TV and say, I'm an important person, you have to interview me. They have other preferences in the TV. But here we were interviewed, one interview after the other, was national TV and this TV and the Bulgaria TV, and I was just, we were just thinking, how is this possible that all of a sudden everything has changed, and we are now people whom people want to meet and want to talk to and want to give opportunities. We means the Hare Krishna devotees. How is it possible? We understood certainly not by our arrangement. It's possible by Krishna's arrangement. He has again done a miracle in the way he is. He can do everything and undo everything. Now, I think the moment Krishna sees that we take shelter in his holy name and want to do service for him, then, my dear devotee, he changes our lives and gives us opportunities which we can't even dream of because they are so unlikely as far as we are concerned. So now the summer camp comes to an end, and my message in parting is very, very simple. Please take the holy name with you, and please increase your relationship to the holy name. When you sit down, make time in your life that you can sit down undisturbed and focus on the holy name. Maybe go home, do a few arrangements. You may have to throw a few things away which are now in the altar corner, the place where you keep your altar. Maybe it's a little stuffed with other things. Just to clean it a little. Create a focus for yourself, and then chant the holy name. Come together in your homes. Learn instruments. I saw Rasodadi Hari. Rasodari Hari. I hope I say the name. Rasodadi Hari. Making a movie, his personal movie about how to play harmonium. Learn this. It's very easy. If you're not very untalented for instruments, it cartels, everyone can learn, certainly. And do kirtan, serve the holy name, and you will see by this one little thing, changes will happen in your life, which are very, very difficult to understand. Remember that wonderful example of the oil tanker who plies through the ocean. He will go, he will destroy everything which comes in its way. It's so difficult to change the course, but a little small rudder can do so. So the same way, it's so difficult maybe for you to think, how can I become a fully enlivened devotee? How can I give up my bad habits and move forward with strength? But it is possible. Sevan mukhe hi jivado. If you use your tongue to chant the holy name and improve your relationship to the holy name, and be careful to eat only prasadam, things which you consciously first of all can offer to Krishna. We have to say this modern times, and things which you then offer to Krishna with a consciousness, and you will see, you will not understand what's the difference between my life and the life which I had before. It's really, I don't want to give a personal example because it's not so nice to talk about yourself, but many devotees here have experienced this. Please try your best. Look at Ajamil. Ajamil's tongue chanted the holy name at his deathbed. He meant his son Narayan. He didn't think of the Lord Narayan when he chanted the holy name, but his tongue at the time of death was engaged in taking the name of the Lord Narayan. I think all of us know about this story. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments on this in his commentary, Sarada Darshini 6249. He says, Ajamil chanted without faith at the time he was dying. What will happen to someone who chants with faith? Ajamil chanted when he was in the process of giving up his body. What will happen to someone who chants while he's living? Ajamil chanted to indicate his son. What will happen to someone who chants to indicate the Lord? Ajamil was most sinful. What will happen if a sinless person chants? So in this little often repeated instruction, we should chant. Lies so much power, my dear devotees. But I think many of us, including myself, have missed this point. Prabhupada, and I will end here, once had preached to Brahma Tirtha Prabhu. Brahma Tirtha was is a very nice devotee, and Prabhupada's preaching to him was later published in a little book which is in English called Perfect Questions, Perfect Answers. Is it translated in Yugoslavian? Yes. How do we call it here? Yes. Who has read this book? Most of you. Wow. This is written based on the discussion of Brahma Tirtha, who at that time, his passport name is Bob Cohen. Bob Cohen, you might remember. He was a peace worker And Prabhupada invested each day over a period of maybe a week, I do not know, when he stayed in Mayapur, a good amount of time to answer Bob Kohn's, or later Brahmatirtha Prabhu's, questions. And the book was printed from this. But Brahmatirtha Prabhu said in a lecture which he gave, that at the end of this, Prabhupada commented to one devotee, "He will not join us, he's too attached to smoking marijuana." So he's too attached to his sense gratification. And Prabhupada felt sad for this. He liked this intelligent young boy who was asking him so many questions. And he was saying, "It's a pity, he's too attached to sense gratification." Now, after this, this doesn't appear in the book, Prabhupada left Mayapur and went to Calcutta, and Bob Kohn, who at that time Bob Kohn, who had been with Prabhupada and had seen Prabhupada's heart and Srila Prabhupada's example, and was obviously very attracted to him, he came and paid him a visit in our temple in Albert Road. And Prabhupada looked at him. He had earlier said, "This boy is, he will not join." He looked at him very compassionate, and he said, "Krishna consciousness is so simple that you might miss it." It's just so easy. It's right before the eyes. But you might miss it because it's so simple. You know. Now, I have thought about this, and I asked our now Brahmatirtha, we have an affectionate relationship somehow or other, "What did you think when he said like this?" He said, "It made me think very, very deeply." And I asked, "How do you interpret it?" And he said, "You know, Prabhupada said so often, we should chant Hare Krishna and be happy. It's a slogan which every one of us knows. But for a long time, I just missed this point. You know, I did not focus on this chanting. And but when I took it seriously, my life began to change. And I gave up attachments which I thought were impossible to give up. I took to this life, and I'm very happy," and so on. He is a devotee who very much appreciates chanting and who does a lot to improve his chanting on a personal level. So this is a little message I would like to give to you in parting, Serbia. My dear devotees, it's really simple, I know. And your mind will say, "But we have heard and we have tried it, Maharaj." Yes, that's what every one of us thinks. I know also from... But my dear devotees, when you chant, and you chant with taking shelter at Krishna's lotus feet, that's the little switch which you must do. Krishna hears the prayers of someone who takes shelter at his lotus feet. Not just, "When is this over, please?" What will Krishna think? Stop chanting. No need for you, you know. But if you chant and you take shelter at Krishna's lotus feet, "My dear Lord, please help me. Please, sevanmukhe means you turn your mukha means face, in the direction of service. You want to serve Krishna. with this chanting. No? Then, oh, Krishna, you're calling my name. Oh, yeah. And then Krishna is very quickly there to help you. So, nothing new. Chant Hare Krishna, but if you want to hear something new, by taking shelter at Krishna's lotus feet, at this little thing, and so on. It was a great honor to be in your association. It was wonderful to see your heartiness, your temperament, and the theater play yesterday, I must say, again and again and again. It was a Hollywood production. So good, and that's such deep content. So I will now quickly leave here, because our Bhakti Vaibhava Maharaj is here. Can